Timelessness. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with Instant Illumination. Timelessness. What does timelessness mean? We all have an understanding of time, and we all have an understanding of what time, not enough time means, but what does timelessness mean? You say, well, that's not even in the dictionary. There are many words that I create to carry out the thoughts that I have in my mind. Timelessness is one. And if it's not in the dictionary now, you'll see it shortly. Timelessness is living in the now. When we think our thoughts and dream our dreams and have all of the attitudes that we have in our mind and in our heart, and we live in the now with them, we are in timelessness. We are living in timelessness. And it's quite wonderful. Timelessness, in that way, is something very special, very dramatic, very dynamic, very positive and powerful and beautiful. And timelessness is something that is great for all of us. How do we use timelessness as a beneficial experience in our life? We've talked about now, living in the now. We talked about what it means to be aware of the now, living in the now, acting in the now, thinking in the now. We talked about this many times, and we'll continue to talk about it for many more times, because perhaps one day we'll even listen to what's being said about it. And you say, well, Herb, what makes you think that your words are so important, that your words that you say about these things are so important? Now, I don't think that. I know that. I know that for me, to live in the now, to live in timelessness, is the most wonderful, the most exciting, the most demanding, the most enjoyable experience that I could ever have for myself. And whether the rest of the world lives in timelessness or not makes no difference to me. They do live in timelessness, but they may not be aware of it. I live in timelessness, and I choose to be aware of it. To be aware of living in the now means that my mind is so clear and so pure that there is no thought of yesterday or tomorrow. There is no thought of yesterday and no thought of tomorrow. You say, well, just saying those two words, yesterday and tomorrow, means you have those thoughts in your mind. Yes, but no specifics. No specifics. You see, when we think of yesterday, we place ourselves there in consciousness. And that's the only life we're living, is a living a life of consciousness. And so when we place ourselves in yesterday, in the past, we are not living now. We are not realizing that now is the absolute ideal expression of all that is. Living now means that we are living in our eternal purity and integrity. We're ideal purity and integrity. Living in the now, living now, means we are living our ideal purity and integrity. How can we say that about ourselves? We can say that about ourselves because the only time that is now. And for us to live in any other time means it is an error. It is living in a time that does not exist, in a time that has no reality. Our reality is our original purity and integrity. Our reality is our original purity and integrity. I'll say it again. Our reality is our original purity and integrity. To live in our dream world of tomorrow has no reality to it. To live in our world today has all reality to it. And the more we are able to direct our thinking, direct our attention, direct our every thought to the now, the more we live a more complete, full, magnificent life beyond any conception we have of ourselves, because we're always comparing to the past. And the comparison to the past is long gone. It has been there, done that, and it's over. But the now is our original purity and integrity. The now is our ideal self. The now is who and what we really are, and what is the most important thing to us in our life. Who and what we really are. Timelessness is living in now. It has no relationship to a past or future. It is living now. How else can we describe that? How else can we define that? Except that saying now is living in the only time there is. Now is living in the only time there is. Truly an exciting concept. Truly an amazing concept. Now, I choose to sing. So I open my mouth and I say, Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do. And I say, I like that. That was fun. Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do. I am me, I just am me, wonderful as can be. I am me, I just am me, wonderful as can be. You see, now, I am listening to me sing, and I am having fun. I am not listening to my quality of singing, to my goodness or badness. I am not listening to whether it could be better or whether it could be worse. I'm not listening to the idea that is it something that is expressing a future or a present or a past. I live only now. There is no present. There is for me now. And if I say only now, then I refer perhaps to some other now. But now, I am living now, and it is wonderful. I am living now, and it is my reality. I am living now, and it is truth. I am living now, and it is all. I am living timelessness right this minute, and the only minute there is, the only instant there is, the only nowness there is. And as I live in this now, I find it great. Now, we talk about absolute oftentimes, and in talking about absolute, we're talking about something that has no definition, no words in the relative to describe it. Okay? We talk about the absolute, has no words in the relative to describe it. Now, talking timelessness, talking living in now, has no word to describe it. There is no word to define living in now. One possible closed point might be my original purity and integrity. But how do we define our original purity and integrity? How do we know what our original purity and integrity is? And you see, we really don't. When we live in now, in the timelessness, we live in a state of absolute bliss. We are really absolute. And that is a great and glorious way to be. However, if we choose, if we need to have definitions for it, if we need to define now, if we need to define our original purity and integrity, if we need to define timelessness, then we give ourselves a great problem, because we seek to define that which is indefinable, that which has no definition, that which has no relative term to make it understandable to us. So, again, we come to the principle of mathematics. We don't understand the principle of mathematics, We know how it works, and we work it. We don't understand the principle of living in our ideal body, but we know it's there, and we work it by claiming it. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am living in my original purity and integrity. I live in my original purity and integrity. What is your original integrity? Probably it's the ideal integrity. That sounds good. What is your original purity? Well, that's probably your ideal purity. The purity which has no comparison to it because it is pure beyond pure. Well, think on these things. Think on these things and live in timelessness. Live in now. And as you live in now, remember, it is the most fun-filled, exciting adventure you could ever have in your entire life. Have a lovely day and know that I am in timelessness. And so are you with me. I love you. I love you. I love you.